Brilliance Audio presents Morning by Nancy Thayer, performed by Sarah Mollo Christensen. An Introduction from the Author. Morning is a novel about female creativity. Sarah, a new wife living on Nantucket, cannot seem to conceive while her husband's friends are all having babies easily. I titled this book Morning because of the implied word morning, which is what women do every month when they wish to be pregnant and discover they're not. But morning is also the beginning of a new day. Sarah is also a freelance editor for a romance writer, Fanny Anderson. She helps Fanny change her life, and it is in this book that my most quoted sentence occurs. It's never too late, in fiction or in life, to revise. I'm delighted that my early novels are being made available to my readers as ebooks. My style has changed slightly as the world has grown faster, but my subject, family life, remains as mysterious and fascinating to me now as it was in these early books. Falling in love, raising children, friendships, and betrayals and forgiveness. Looking back at all my books, I note one other consistency. Most books are set somewhere near the water. I've always found the blue immensity of water inspirational, and of course, the storms and sunny beachside days provide wonderful settings and metaphors for novels. I hope you enjoy these early novels and discover some new friends there. Nancy Thayer. Chapter 1. When she awoke, his hand was already under her nightgown, on her breast. "Steve," she said, stretching, rolling her body to face him.
"Good morning," he said. "Sarah?"
He spoke into her neck, her name coming out his breath as if it were a word of praise or need. He lifted her nightgown higher so that it bunched up around her hips. "Wait," Sarah said. "Bathroom." She rose, shivering in the cold house, and hurried off. She hurried back, not pausing even to brush her teeth. They were so married, they were like animals. Every bodily smell was aphrodisiacal. She wore perfume now only to treat herself. For Steve, she washed off all scent but her own. The bed, with its homely flannel sheets, was deep and warm and receptive.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?